Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning, beloved, and welcome to Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. Wherever you're listening from, on your way to work, at home, or starting your day quietly, may this moment be filled with peace, clarity, and divine direction. Today's topic is living a Christ-centered life, and our Bible text is from Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, which says, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Let me start with a powerful true life story from the Bible, the life of Peter. Peter was bold, passionate, and deeply devoted to Jesus. Yet, when the pressure came, he denied Jesus three times. Imagine that. Someone who walked with Christ, saw miracles, and still fell in a critical moment. But that's not where the story ends. After the resurrection, Jesus met Peter again, not to condemn him, but to restore him. In John chapter 21, Jesus asked him three times, "Do you love me?" And each time Peter said yes, Jesus gave him an assignment, "Feed my sheep." Peter's life was transformed from that moment. He went from fear to boldness, from denial to deep devotion. Why? Because his life became truly centered on Christ, not on his emotions, not on people's opinions, but on Jesus. What does it really mean to live a Christ-centered life? It means Jesus is not just part of your life, he is the center of it. Not your career, not your ambitions, not even your struggles. Jesus becomes your focus, your guide, your foundation. Colossians chapter 3 verse 4 says, "When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Did you catch that? Christ is not just in your life. He is your life. Let me ask you, what truly drives your daily decisions? When you face challenges, do you respond based on fear or on your faith in Christ? Is Jesus at the center or is he somewhere on the side? Take a moment and think about that. Here's something you need to hear today. Even if you've drifted, even if you've made mistakes like Peter, you can return to a Christ-centered life. Jesus is always ready to restore. Revelation chapter 2 verse 4 to 5 reminds us to return to our first love. God is not looking for perfection, he's looking for surrender. So today, don't condemn yourself. Realign yourself. A Christ-centered life is built on daily surrender. Luke chapter 9 verse 23 says, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me." Not once, daily. That means every morning you choose him again. As you go today, I declare over your life, you will not be distracted from your divine purpose in Jesus' name. Your heart will remain anchored in Christ. Every competing voice in your life is silenced in Jesus' name. You will walk in clarity, direction, and spiritual focus today. Grace to live a Christ-centered life is released upon you now in Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Ask yourself honestly, what needs to shift in my life for Christ to truly be at the center? Are there habits, relationships, or priorities pulling me away from him? Actions for the day. Today, take one intentional step. Spend quality time with God, whether through prayer, worship, or reading the Word. Even if it's just 10 to 15 minutes, make Jesus your first focus today. Living a Christ-centered life is not about being perfect. It's about being intentional. It's choosing Jesus over and over again. It's allowing him to lead, guide, and shape every part of your life. And when Christ is at the center, everything else finds its proper place. As you go today, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Say this with me boldly. Today, I declare that Christ is the center of my life. My thoughts, my decisions, and my actions are aligned with His will. I walk in faith, not fear. I live with purpose, clarity, and divine direction. Christ lives in me, and through me His light shines. Today will be a victorious day for me in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. We appreciate you for every listener that has joined us today. Lord, we ask that you help us to live lives that are truly centered on you. Give us the grace to surrender daily, to follow you wholeheartedly, and to walk in your truth. As we go into this day, we ask for your guidance, protection, and favor. Let everything we do reflect your presence in us. Thank you for answering our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me today on Winning Everyday Podcast. If this message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who needs encouragement today. Go out and live a Christ-centered life. Have a victorious day.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise.